In terms of your own performance as a minister, that will obviously feed into how the government is being viewed. The big battle on your plate at the moment is with big tobacco, and you have some concerns with the firms, the legal firms that are dealing with large tobacco companies, that you don't think state agencies should have anything to do with them because it's a conflict of interest, that people effectively have to pick a side as far as you're concerned in their dealings with big tobacco. You're on the side of the state and the people of the state, or you're on the side of big tobacco companies. Would that be a fair summation of your position?
Well, rather than have you put money, you can put money in my pocket certainly any time, but rather than putting words in my mouth, I would say the following. I am very concerned about a perceived or real conflict of interest here of legal firms representing both sides in a hugely high stakes situation like this. We're fighting for the future of our children and the health of our nation against the determination of Imperial Tobacco and Japan Tobacco International to increase their profits at the cost to people's health in this country. This government has been very, very clear and very, very solid all the way through on this, and we've had support right across the Oireachtas. We are not for turning. We will never allow the profits of international companies and multinationals from wherever they come to be at the cost of the health of our citizens, and in particularly, you know, at the cost of the health of our children.
So you don't, just going back to the legal firms that represent those companies, you would prefer that state agencies like TUSLA, that's the child and family agency under your control, you would prefer to see TUSLA not do business with or not have Arthur Cox giving them their legal advice. You would also prefer Arthur Cox not giving legal advice to the Department of Health because of what you see as a perceived conflict of interest there.
Well, I certainly see a problem, but I've asked my Secretary General to engage with TUSLA to have a look at this in terms of reviewing their relationship. And I do have to say the following. Like, you know, we are talking about the health and well-being of our children and our people. And I fail to see how we send the right message by employing legal firms that are prepared to represent the tobacco industry, whose history in this area is quite appalling, to be quite frank. Their inability to come out and tell the truth time after time has been quite shocking, frankly. And, you know, we are going to stand firm against them. And I would love to see more legal firms coming out and stating that they won't deal with tobacco rather than dealing with both sides of the argument. So again, to answer your question, plain and simple, I don't believe it's appropriate that solicitors representing the Department of Children, whose core remit is to protect the health and well-being of our children, engaging solicitors who represent tobacco.
And you wouldn't see that as being a cross-departmental thing. That's specific to your department and the Department of Health, is it?
Well, the Department of Health is the responsibility of Minister Varadkar, and I'm sure he'll take the appropriate action there too.
What about PR companies and, we'd say, the services of PR and public affairs companies being retained in the lead-up to the next election, or indeed by individuals within the party on that? Would you like to see people who've represented tobacco in the past or currently represent tobacco interests not to be used by your colleagues in government?
Personally, absolutely. I don't believe people can be representing the tobacco industry and representing certainly me, and I'd much prefer if the rest of government wouldn't have any truck with them either. You know, we are talking about a core issue, one of the probably most important core issues, you know, in this country and for across Europe and the world. And we're fighting for the right of people to live their lives out to their full potential and full longevity. This product kills people. It's the only one in the world that's licensed and legal that, when used according to the manufacturer's instructions, is going to kill one in two of its addicted people prematurely from cancer and other causes of death. So we're 100% clear on this. We could save the world and so many families so much hurt and so much hardship. If you've watched patients, as I have done, you know, struggling for breath with chronic obstructive airways disease, dying and wasting away from cancer, and the hurt and the trauma of their families, you know, it's quite shocking and disturbing. And to know that it's preventable and that we could prevent it by educating people. And we've been very clear, we're not going to be in any state. It's children I want to protect. And adults, I just want to be able to make an informed decision so that rather than being reassured by a shiny pack, they see the hard reality of where this habit leads them every time they open up that cigarette box.
So you're presumably prepared for a lengthy legal battle with these companies. You've said you'll pursue them and you'll pursue them for their costs as well. How deep is the state's war chest? Are you talking about you will fight them until the bitter end in the courts regardless?
Of course we will. And what we have on our side, tobacco companies have billions and billions and billions. What we have is the Irish people and the truth. That combination will not be defeated.
Just in terms of the Irish people and the truth, they're obviously interested to see how their resources are going to be deployed on their behalf. So down in the courts, you're obviously confident of the case you're going to bring forward. So is there no limit to which you'd go? There will be no settlement of this. You will pursue this until a verdict comes in your favour, until the court, or until the court rules otherwise.
I will always be advised by our legal team and by our Attorney General. We have a very solid case here. Nobody can predict the future with absolute authority. But the case we make is that this is a proportionate response to a really serious health risk, a public health risk. We know that the tobacco companies have deep pockets, that they have retained many lawyers and solicitors' firms. We knew this was going to happen. Before I ever went to the Dáil with this, I discussed it with the Attorney General and we retained the people we need to fight this case for us. We have them in place. We go into court if they wish to engage with us in court, strong and confident that we can win this on behalf of the Irish people, and indeed give a lead to the rest of Europe, which is following suit.
OK. Dr. James Riley, Minister for Children and Deputy Leader of Fine Gael, thanks very much for joining us from Castlebar this afternoon. Yeah.